SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Ating topic o paksa ngayong umaga ay medyo controversial, Dan. Kasi nga, tayo dito na naninirahan sa Australia. Pero ang tanong, meron pa bang Maria Clara sa mga modernong panahon na ito?
Nako, magandang tanong yan, lalo na sa mga Pilipino. Teka, sino nga ba, o ano nga ba itong pagiging Maria Clara, no? Claudette, diba? Ito, syempre, alam naman natin, kung kilala niyo po, syempre, si Jose Rizal, diba?
Yeah.
At kung ating malalaman, sino ba itong Maria Clara, ito ay na-associate sa kanya, diba? Eh, ano bang nabanggit dito? Pinsan ba ito ni Leonora Rivera? Parang ito
good question.
Actually siya ay, di ba? At naging, jowa ba? Ganun ba yung dating, naging
yes, actually, naging love interest siya ni Juan Crisostomo Ibarra na siyang isa sa mga kilalang characters sa libro ni Rizal na Noli Metangere. And yung mga nag-aral sa Pilipinas, Dan, I'm sure medyo may recall pa sila tungkol sa librong ito. Kasi nga, di ba nung high school or college tayo, pinag-aralan natin ito.
Pero pag sinabi kasing Maria Clara, di ba, isa lang yung isip natin. Isa lang agad ang pumapasok. Alam mo yung konserbatibo, mahingin, demure, religious.
Pure.
Diba? Ayan. O parang ito ba yung sinasabi nila, o ito daw ang perfect definition talaga ng isang Filipina. Parang ganun ang sinasabi nila, di ba? Kaya nabanggit mo nga controversial kasi nagbabago ng panahon. Nasa 2024 na po tayo.
Oo.
Diba?
Correct. At syempre, we're very interested to know, Dan, kung ano ba yung kumbaga konsepto ng mga dito na lumaki, mga first generation and second generation Australians tungkol sa konsepto ng Maria Clara or the Maria Clara ideal. Or ano ba yung para sa kanila yung isang modern Filipina? Kaya naman, sinamahan tayo ngayon. We have three lovely guests na kailangan mag-English pala tayo, Dan. Medyo nosebleed ngayong umaga kasi nga mga dito na lumaki ito. So we have with us this morning, we have an elementary teacher or a teacher, Candy Civitug, and we also have a med student, si Michelle Ira Padua, and behavioral therapist for autistic kids, Christine Enero. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to SBS Filipino.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Ayan, mahinhin talaga. Oh, dalagang Pilipina. How are you, ladies? Did you have your coffee already?
Medyo nag-warm up pa eh. Medyo magiging intense ang ating usapan ngayong umaga.
Oh. Diba? So our listeners can get to know you more, ladies. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do?
Okay. Hi, I'm Ira. This feels like a dating show now.
Yes.
I'm 24. I'm a middle child. I've got two other sisters. I live with my parents. I am currently a first year medical student at the University of Melbourne, so that's great fun, and hopefully going to be pursuing medicine as a career in the future. And I'm doing Taekwondo, so that's really fun.
I love that you grew up with sisters.
Oh, I love, and hey, it's a love-hate relationship with sisters all the time. Like, I love them now, but I didn't always love them, so...
Okay, let's get to meet Christine. Christine, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm 26 years old. I work as a behavioral therapist for children on the spectrum. I work in a clinic, but sometimes I go to kinders and daycare centers to support our clients. I'm an only child. I still live with my parents. In my spare time, I love to read books and take photos outside.
Nice. Yeah. How about you, Candice?
Hi. So I'm also 26, like Christine. I'm a high school teacher and a freelance voice actor as well. I studied film, and I was born and raised here in Melbourne. I have three brothers. I'm the second. I have an older and two younger brothers. My parents came here from the Philippines in their 20s and have been living here all my life.
One thing that is common sa inyong tatlo is that you still live with your parents, diba?
100%.
Is it like normal, yeah, like for ladies, working ladies here in Australia to be still living with their parents? Or is it because it's, you know, we're Filipinos and, you know, yeah, we still live with our parents when we're not married?
Age.
Yeah, is there an age?
Like, yeah, to move out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's quite common for people to move out here, like from the time that they turn 18. So as soon as people are able to provide for themselves, mm-hmm, when they're working, they kind of move out and kind of assume independence. But I think it is quite, at least in the circles that I'm in, and maybe that's because quite a few of the circles are Filipino circles, that we stay with our parents. I think at the Claudette, you touched on it because they're like, we're not married, or my practical thinking is I want to save on rent. Like, if I can save on rent for a long time, then why not do it? Yes. And that money on traveling as well. So, yeah.
It's the same with Ira. Like, I'm still staying with my parents because it's like, because I lived half of my life in the Philippines. So it's, I'm used to like that tight, like close knit community, and staying with my parents until I get married. And also what Ira said, to like to save as much as possible for rent, before I actually leave. Earlier, I'm an only child, and yeah, I just don't want to leave my mom alone.
Like, parang,
yeah.
Madali pa rin, no, Claudette, if you need anything, sabihin mo lang, ma, or mommy, alam mo, isang tawag lang, it's like, nandun agad eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang mas madali rin.
Especially when you're sick.
Especially when you're sick, I agree. I'm still looking for my mom at my age now. How about you, Candice?
Yeah,
you.
I'm in the same boat. As Christine and Ira, me and all my brothers, even though we're 26 in our 20s, we all still live at home. And I do think it comes from our ideals as a family, especially financial ideals as well, that you must save, you must always be saving your money. And, you know, renting is kind of like this idea that it's wasted money. That's the kind of ideals that we grew up with.
With your group of friends, no, meron bang pressure or conversation about, hey, you should be moving out. Oh, yeah. Bakit nakatira ka pa rin with your family? Are there talks like ganyan? Anyone?
I can take that
one. Go for it.
When we were growing up, when we were 18, so this is about 6-7 years ago, there was always that pressure that it's like, oh, I'm behind my peers because they're all moving out, they're all doing all these kinds of things, but I'm still at home, I'm still living at home, I'm still dependent. But I feel like just because of our the financial crisis happening in the world right now, it's becoming more acceptable that people are living at home and they're encouraging it as well, which is kind of validating. But yes. There has been that pressure, yes.
Pero parang nag-shift na rin siya, no? Katulad niya nabanggit ni Candice, di ba? Depending na on, like, you know, your needs and your situation right now. Parang it doesn't matter anymore what other people would say. Like, look after yourself and, you know, your situation. And that's what's important. Pero kasama niyan, Claudette, syempre, nakikita pa rin, lalo na ng parents mo, yung kilos mo, di ba? Bilang isang tao.
Binabantayan.
Papasok na yun yung topic natin dyan, Claudette, yung pagiging Maria Clara, di ba?
Do you notice or do you feel that your parents are still checking on you, or like siguro, oh, when you dress up, you dress up, you have to wear like conservative clothes. Are you still in that boat or hindi naman sila nakikialam? Christine?
For me, my mom's pretty chill. It was my grandma growing up that was very strict and like upholding that Maria Clara values. And I feel like because she used this like similar method to my mom and I, so my mom was becoming like a bit of rebellious as well when she was growing up, and I was the same. My mom isn't really that strict with me, but of course, like, she would want to know where I am, or if I'm like showing too much skin, be like, oh, I covered that a little bit. Yeah.
So in terms of clothing, in terms of relationship, do they have a say?
For my mom, she definitely wants to know who I'm dating and like where we're going, for example. Like, it has to be somewhere with lots of people.
Lots of people. Like,
Yeah, like it has to be in a public area, like public setting, like especially for the first meetup. But she doesn't really ask that many questions of like what we're doing or like like specific things about the person. So yeah, pretty chill.
For Ira, no, tanongin lang natin. Do you know the concept of like Maria Clara? Alam mo ba yon? Inexplain ba ng parents mo, or how do you know about like what's your definition?
Very little. Like actually, when I was told that today's conversation roughly would be around Maria Clara, I was like, I know what that is, but I don't have any recollection of anyone ever teaching me or my mom ever saying it. It was probably when I had like, I don't know, TFC or something, and it flashed on screen, and that's probably the only reason I know it. Actually, yeah. Originally, I was like, is this about Maria Clara, Catherine Bernardo? And, you know, and I was like, no, hang on, that's not it. But I did have, you know, purity and being shy and, you know, submissive was kind of what came to mind, which I must admit is not something that's drilled into us here in Australia, even as Filipino Australians. So it's a bit different maybe to what is happening in the Phils.
Yeah, and growing up with the sisters, paano yung treatment sa inyo nung parents mo? Like, you know, like Christine, but you also have those times when your mom needs to know where you are, all those things, like when you dress up, she has a say, the way you speak, parang ganon, kailangan magalang kayo, mga ganyan-ganyan.
My parents were just happy as long as we weren't causing war with each other. Then they were quite like, you know, you do whatever you do. The thing that most relates to being a woman, I guess, is when if they saw something that was messy, they'd be like, "Kababae mong tao."
Yeah,
and it's not me. Yeah. That would be the one that I hear the most. And I know that that also happens in the Phils because I've heard it said to others as well. And even here, to other young girls, I've heard that said. But that's probably the closest thing that I've heard. They're not very strict about the things that we do or the things that we get involved in. I think because we're kind of established open communication in the family, which I'm very grateful for. So if we're involved in something, we would tell them, and you know, the other way around as well. So they aren't very strict about saying, tell us when you're getting home, tell us this, because we've already kind of created that routine where if we are doing something as the daughters, then we would just say it in the family group chat and be like, oh, mom and dad, I'm getting home at this time, or mom and dad, I need a ride from the station at this time. So it's quite open, which is good.
That's good. Eto, Dan, para lang kay Candice, because Candice is the only girl sa family nila, sa kapatid. I mean, like, apart from her mom, sa magkakapatid nila, siya lang yung girl. So is there a pressure on you, being the only girl? All eyes on you? Parang ganun?
Mahigpit ba sila, yung brothers?
It's something, it's a pressure that's unspoken. So it's not something that's directly said, but you feel it, you know? Yeah. Because I'm the only girl, I have to beg my parents months in advance before I can go off overseas compared to my brothers, who you just let them know and it's like, yeah, we'll let you go, you know? Or curfews as well. So I definitely have felt there are more restrictions on me as the only daughter of my parents. But yeah.
At this stage, na working na kayo, do you still have like curfews and all that? Yes?
No, I don't.
Me, yes. I can tell you a story. Last year, so when I was 25, I was dating people, and I still had a 9 p.m. curfew. 9 p.m. at 25.
Wow.
Is it because kasi dyan pa rin kayo nakatira sa household, sa bahay? Is it the majority yun yung dahilan, no? Like, is it like that? Kasi dyan ka pa rin nakatira sa bahay nila? Compared
because
to like
I'm
if you live...
living with
them? Yes.
Yes, 100%.
Alright. So yun lang yata yung medyo, nagkukwento ba yung parents nyo? Do they tell you stories? Like when we were young, we were just like this, we were doing that, we weren't like going out late. We weren't, Do they compare? Yeah. Ano yung mga like stories na kinukwento ng parents and like expecting you to do as well?
I think for my parents, it's a bit different because when they were young, the stories tend to be like, oh, we walked and traversed, you know, 50 kilometers or whatever to get to school. And that's like the difficulty that they talk about. But when it comes to things like adolescence and young adulthood, they're a bit more hush because they moved out quite young and they lived alone. And they also, I don't want to say party lifestyle in case that isn't exactly accurate, but they also went through the not very demure phase, if that makes sense. So they themselves were in like, all right, Maria Clara attitude. And so they don't tend to talk as much about that. But they are open to being like, yeah, okay, drinking and party culture, we know what it's like because we went through it too.
Kinukumpara ba, meron bang kwento yung parents nila or lalo na yung mga nanay, no? Nila na para, boy, when we were young, we were like this, we weren't doing that, we weren't wearing that. Alam mo yung mga suot din, mga damit, Christine, pati damit na pagsabi mo.
Oh, yeah.
Na, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my mom definitely had, like, told me stories about her love life, most specifically. But I guess at the end of the day, it's because, like, she wants me to learn from her mistakes. That's why she's telling me all those, because I am conceived before marriage. So she wants me to, like, not do the same. Like, she wants me to get married first before having a child. Yeah, basically.
Actually, yeah, my mom said that she was very rebellious as a teenager.
Oh, okay.
And she got into all sorts of interesting and not very healthy relationships. And she also, similar to Christine, doesn't want me to repeat the same, which is why she is probably quite tough on me, because she says that she sees a lot of herself in me and she doesn't want me to do the same things. But in terms of her meeting my dad, it's interesting because the dating scene here, at least in our generation, is so much different to their generation. There wasn't really like a dating stage, really.
Yeah.
At least not for my parents, especially because they were long distance as well. So that's a whole other story.
Different.
Yes. And we're talking about dating. Ito yung magandang pag-usapan natin ngayon. So sa dating naman, is there anything that kakaiba in terms sa dating nating mga Filipino kumpara sa mga, like, you know, dating other nationalities? Are there rules that your parents have set out for you or yourself? You've set out for yourself. We can start with Ira.
I think as a Filipino, it's like the, or at least what's ingrained in my mind, is the whole courting process.
Yeah, ligawan.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's actually something that I want for myself. So if I'm going to date a guy, I want him to court me and my parents first to kind of gain my trust and gain my affection and gain my family's trust and affection before we're official and before, you know, all of the rest of that happens. But it is definitely different. I've dated and been in a relationship with a guy who's not Filipino before, and with that, it was like, why do I have to meet your parents? Why do I have to talk to your parents? Because the Western culture, meeting the parents is a big deal. And meeting the parents means you're probably going to get engaged. So it was a bit of a culture clash and culture shock when we were both like, yeah, no, meeting the parents means different things for the two of us. And it's just, you know, it's for me, it's just an introduction so that my parents are happy knowing that I'm with a guy and he's not psychotic.
It
means I have to marry you. It was kind of at the time, it was just a bit of a funny thing, like, oh, I have to explain this to you. I thought it was just common knowledge for everyone to do this. But I think a bit after that I realized it is different dating in my within my culture and dating outside of my culture. Some things can be left unsaid within our culture because it's just understanding. It's common understanding.
Yeah.
But for me and this guy who wasn't Filipino, it was something. And we also had to tackle other things aside from just that were different between the two cultures.
You see, Candice naman, like, are you dating right now, if you don't mind us asking? Or miniligawan ka ba? Is someone courting you? Do you allow that to happen? Is that
I'm talking to people. I was supposed to go on a date last night, but I didn't. So
it happened.
Okay. Active.
I was sick. So I'm actively looking, I suppose. I guess I can what I think the ideals, I suppose, growing up is a courtship or anything like that. There was, and I feel like the other girls might relate, is that the idea that you shouldn't get a boyfriend until you're 30 or something like that. Or the idea of getting a boyfriend was a big deal, like the label boyfriend. So the concept of, like, you know how Filipinos have MU or mutual understandings? You like each other, but then you don't do anything about it. That's the courting thing, right? So I was so, I remember growing up, so resistant to this idea of the boyfriend because in my parents' eyes, it was such a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
But then essentially when you're going out on dates and you're hand-holding, that's dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we wouldn't put, anyway, it can go into a whole mess. But I think with my dating life currently, I do at the back of my mind, I always think I need to find someone who is at least understanding of Filipino culture or is open to understanding it, because it's such a big part of who I am.
Mm-mm.
That I don't think I can be with someone, or whoever is with me probably won't be able to handle all of me if they can't handle the Filipino culture, like the loudness or the how tight they are as a family. They've got to be open to that.
Yeah.
So it definitely does influence who I'm looking for.
And does it make it hard for you to actually find someone to date because of those, you know, things that you have listed?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You can usually by a first date or even by the second date, you can kind of get a sense of what the person's values are in terms of family or and all of that. And I can relate to Ira's story as well, is that I remember this one guy I dated, I asked him to, you know, come hang out with my family. Let's just watch a movie. And he was like, you want me to meet your family?
Yeah, yes.
What?
Like, hold up. Oh, wait a minute.
Like, oh, and I was like, it's not a big deal. You're just hanging
just getting
out.
Getting to know them. Yes. Oh, man.
They get scared because like, they think it's something super serious. Can I ask your comment on that, Dan? Does that make men uncomfortable? I don't know with you because you grew up in the Philippines, pero...
Oh, hindi naman. Tama sila. No? I can confirm that. No, sa ating mga Pilipino, lalo sa lalaki, no? Sa amin, di ba? Like, of course, gusto namin makilala din agad yung parents. Just so they know that, you know, itong intentions namin, we can face the parents. Like, we have, like, you know, good intentions. We're not gonna... You know, we're not some person na hindi marunong humarap, di ba? And that this is who we are. We want to know, hindi lang parents pala, friends as well. We're okay to meet the friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, parang ganon. So,
but is there kind of like level, like friends muna and then family before, you know?
Family, parents, oh, kilalanin mo agad din. Batiin mo maganda yung, oh, this is a nice couch. This is a nice painting. Like, you know, say whatever. No.
Siguro, it shows that if you're interested, you're willing to do it. Pero pag you're not too sure, you're not really gonna, right?
Pwedeng red flag yata yan. I'm not a girl, no? Pero kapag sa Pilipinas setup, di ba? Kapag syempre gusto makilala rin, parang baliktad naman yata sa Pinas. Pag ayaw humarap sa family, parang medyo red flag ba? Red flag yun. Parang may tinatago or anything.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know, I'm just stating my opinion. Pero yun. Wait, si Christine, thank you, Candice. That's interesting. You know, kay Christine naman, are you in a relationship right now? Okay lang mo sabihin? Or, and paano nangyaring storya? Niligawan ka ba?
Yeah, I am in a relationship. We just became official this month.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
But yeah, like, thanks. But yeah, definitely, we did like the whole courting stage, but not,
sorry to interrupt. Like, question: Filipino ba siya?
Yes, he is a Filipino, but he grew up here, so he's like similar.
Meron ka
me,
bang
like half culture? Yeah.
Meron ka bang Maria Clara tingin mo na traits na pinakita or pinapakita pa rin hanggang ngayon, or habang niligawan ka or nagde-date pa lang kayo? Tingin mo, uy.
Yeah, of course. Like, we definitely didn't hold hands straight away.
Very Maria Clara. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So I mean, why not? That's what... I don't know. Like, I just wanted to take things slow because I've also went out with a few non-Filipino guys before. And, like, the relationship tends to go really fast. And, I don't know, it just gives me like I just don't like when things go like fast like that.
Mm-mm.
Also because I've seen it growing up in the Philippines that like the courtship thing happening, and so I want to like do that myself.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why we didn't hold hands straight away. And we're still taking it slow. He hasn't met my parents yet, but he has met my friends.
My level,
that's
level.
Because I don't really. that's because but I did tell my mom like all about him from the moment that I met him and from the moment that we became official. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't met my parents yet because I sort of not really my household isn't really that Filipino as well, because my stepdad is a German Australian. And yeah, I feel like my household has just like a different dynamic. Yeah.
Question, no? So guys, like if you're going to date or you're going to be in a relationship with, is it a requirement? Does he need to be, or she, gusto ba niya, dapat na, or matutunan yung Filipino culture, all right? What part of, like, you know, sa stage ng courtship or dating, do you have to, like, teach him or let him know? Like, look, you really have to know certain things, right, about how we do. Do you tell them openly, or you let them do the assignment, like, sige, let him, like,
unspoken assignment.
Kasi he likes me. Am I expecting that from the person? Sorry, Ira, you wanna?
I think, look, I don't want to say dating history, but my track record, I kind of go for Filipino guys. So I don't really always have to say that. It's already there. There's already an understanding. Mm-hmm. But in the past, when the guy hasn't been Filipino, I've never really said anything. I think I introduce it bit by bit. So if it's the part about, yeah, I want you to talk to my parents, then I say it when that comes up. Or, you know, we've never had an instance where it had to be the food, because I wasn't around Filipinos when I was dating the not Filipino guy, and there wasn't a surplus of Filipino food where we were at the time, so I couldn't be like, this is the food. But if that were to happen here and I was dating someone not Filipino, I would want them to appreciate Filipino culture. Even if they, you know, I'm not telling them they have to eat dinuguan every day, but if they can try it out and keep an open mind about it because it's something I enjoy and something I like, then I think I would appreciate that. And I wouldn't expect that in the courting stage. I think in the dating stage is fine. And I think it depends on what it is, whether it's a deal breaker or not.
I feel like it has been a while since there has been a guy who has gotten to that level of seriousness.
Ooh,
with me.
Ah, wow. Okay.
It's similar to Ira. I wouldn't lay that expectation on them in early stages. But if it was getting to a very serious point in our relationship, it's not that I would make them learn the language and understand everything. I would want that to be something that they would want to do themselves, but it's not something that I require of them to do. Mm-hmm. Like it would be nice, because then you'd be understanding a part of me that is a part of me. Yeah. But I've dated guys who are more not Filipino. I've dated more guys who are not Filipino. So from not to sound like a player or anything, but like from many different ethnicities.
Yes. You don't have to explain.
And when we first meet, they get surprised, I guess, when I'm like, oh yeah, I'm Filipino, and they're like, oh, and then they start to relay information that's not start saying other things about Asian cultures, but it's not necessarily Filipino, but that's not the question. I just haven't gotten to that point yet where I've experienced that point.
All of you three ladies, you have stressed the importance ng courtship. Is there like a certain length yung courtship para sa inyo? Is there like a dapat 6 months or 1 year siyang manliligaw? Is there such thing? Let's start with Christine, because Christine, you said he courted you before naging kayo officially.
Official,
yeah. How long did he court?
Yeah. Well, it's just a month for me. But I wasn't expecting it to be that, like, soon. But I was, like, for me, like, 2 months, like, at least 2 months is, like, okay. But we got to fulfill it. And I feel like that's because we got really comfortable with each other straight away. So yeah, that was the reason.
How about Ira?
I feel like a month like after Christine said, I feel like that's reasonable to get to know someone and see whether we're actually compatible. But if I'm being realistic, like my longest running courter is like running 10 years, and that's,
oh wow, that's,
it's not, and he's still courting.
And he's still going. And it's not necessarily because I don't want to be in like a relationship, but I think over time, over the years, my values have kind of shifted to, you know, to being like my parents said, don't be in a relationship, so I'm going to wait, mm-hmm. to now being, I know what it was like to be in a relationship, but I want to focus. I enjoy my freedom, and not freedom to date around, but freedom to prioritize myself and my career and my studies. So I like that much more now. So I've kind of got a rough date of, okay, cool. When I finish, when I graduate, maybe I'm open to dating and being official. But for now, I don't want that. And so, yeah, the 10 years is probably going to go to 15 years. We'll see. Right. If he's still around.
Yes, yes.
How about you, Candice?
I don't really put a duration on it, no. Mm-hmm. One of the last guys I dated, we were dating, but no label, no girlfriend, boyfriend for 4.5 months. And I feel like that was enough time to really get to know each other and realize that we weren't compatible after all. Mm. So personally for me, and my values, I suppose, it's, I don't put a duration on it, but I think it would be good to get to know someone, if I were to put a number on it, at least 3 months, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just to get to know them, and then whatever you do after that.
Kasi naririnig ko to, no, Claudette. Parang ano, unwritten na rule, eh. Parang blanket siya na rule na parang, ano daw eh, pag nasa talking stage, or like, I don't know if it's a situationship. No, 2-3 months, if you haven't decided on anything, you don't talk about where is this going. You know, parang ganun eh, parang ano to? Like, we're just wasting our time.
Yeah.
In that sense, right? Like, you know, sort of. Parang ganun yun. Narinig ko lang yan. Like the modern, like sort of like dating. Like, just initiate. Like kahit sino sa inyo. Like talk about it, right? If it's like dragging for like a couple of months, 3 months now, you're just wasting your time if you're just gonna continue sa talking stage and all. Ating tanong siguro, no? Medyo patapos na tayo sa ating programa, pero interesting to ask, yung qualities ba ni Maria Clara?
Mm-hmm.
Like the qualities na na-mention natin. Is it still relevant na ngayong panahon na to and the setup, like work? Ayan, kunyari sa work, sa love life.
Na-apply ba?
Sa friends, oo. Sa in your daily life, yan. Sige. Christine, you wanna start? Naisip pa ba na meron pa rin ba qualities? O advantage pa rin ba siya?
So work, I feel like, yeah, there's a little bit. For example, like with Maria Clara's quality of being, like a good listener.
Outspoken.
Outspoken. I think that has become an advantage to me at work, because I tend to do like
obey
the things that are asked of me at work, and that has resulted like in excellence at some point. So I think that's the Maria Clara quality that I'm taking with me to work.
Yung pagiging masunurin at obedient.
Yes, but at the same time, like I do, like tell them my opinions and what's on my mind. But at the same time, like I'm very obedient at work. That's why I get things done.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, how about you, Ira?
I think I don't know if this is like a general Filipino thing or Maria Clara thing, but in general, in a work situation or a professional situation, I tend to be quiet as well. But actually, in contrast to after Christine's point, that doesn't work out very well for me, because it might be, you know, it's a male-dominated industry, medicine, and they, in general, tend to speak up a lot. And if you don't speak up, then you're not going to be heard, which is a dangerous thing in the context of medicine, because if someone's got something very important that could affect the way someone is treated and that's not said, then it could have very dire outcomes for the patient. So I'm trying to actually kind of rewire my thinking from being shy and being delicate or being sensitive to what everyone else in the group is thinking, to being able to speak up and say my thoughts, even if it's wrong, even if it's not what we end up going with in the end, actually just being able to say that and letting my voice be heard. So in that sense, I think it's actually a bit more against the Maria Clara idea.
But pero following up, like, you know, question, ano? Ano yung isang quality or qualities you can say, like, give me two, na feeling mo yun pa rin meron ka, na Maria Clara quality,
yeah,
na hindi na mawawala sa'yo. I think I'm gonna ask everybody.
I think definitely the fact that Maria Clara was quite self-assured and she knew herself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of what I carry with me, even though I'm not delicate. I mean, I mentioned at the start I do Taekwondo, right? So that already kind of cuts off delicacy. But I know who I am, and I think every day, just going back to my faith and my values, what I stand for, and keeping that with me as I go throughout the day, throughout the week, that's something that I can kind of see myself in, or see Maria Clara in myself. Yeah,
I really like the values of Maria Clara. Like, I think they're really good and beautiful values. The idea that you're kind and considerate and hardworking and thinking of others, but probably not as an ideal. I'm glad that we're moving away, that this is what the ideal woman looks like. For me, at work as a high school teacher, which opposite to medicine is very female dominated industry, where women are taking leadership and women are, you know, leading a whole classroom, and also, you know, nurturing, or there's so many different kinds of teachers and personalities and styles. But if anything, it's the caring nature, empathetic, or it could even be firm but fair.
Yeah, I think it's similar to Candy, like being caring as well, especially to the children that I'm working with. I feel like each time I'm with these kids, I take on like the motherly role. Like, there's like a desire of me to just take care of them, make them happy, and like nurture them to like reach their full potential.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.